Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you stayed with me because we've got our good buddy Doug Barry back on the show. Doug is Director of Marketing Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services, which is one of the little jewels, one of the little... Unfortunately, it's kind of a little secret among small businesses, among too many small businesses, as a member of the, as a division of the U.S. Department of Commerce. And it's an organization that's very, very, could be very beneficial to your small business. And we got Doug here to tell us all about that. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. And we're not trying to be deliberately secretive
here. I know.
You're
not the CIA, are you?
I mean, we're not doing our promotional materials in invisible ink.
That's right.
Yet.
Well, one thing about it, they can't blame me, can they?
No, you've been such a great advocate for exporting and for our agency in particular. We really appreciate it.
Well, I just value the work that you guys do so much. Folks, this is the Department of Commerce, U.S. Commercial Services Division, has over 100 offices around the country. There's one near you somewhere that's just chock full of people who are standing by ready to help you learn how to become an exporter, to sell goods and services abroad. And the primary topic today, at least in the beginning, Doug, is something brand new that I'm really excited about. I'm very happy that we have this now. That's the trade promotion agreement with Peru.
That's right. It's one of 13 agreements that we have with countries around the world.
Can you name all of them?
No. Not at 7:30 in the morning.
Get me somebody in here who can name those.
But I can certainly, you know, give you sort of a general overview. In South America, we have Peru, as you mentioned, and Chile, which is a very big.
We've had the Chilean one for a while, haven't we?
We have. It's been for, I think, 5 years now, and things are going very well there. And
are we about to get Colombia?
I heard
the other day that the new president was President Obama might be considering Colombia.
Yes, I think that it's inevitable. The question is when. And that's unclear because there's still some unresolved issues. Some members of Congress still have concerns about labor rules and the extent of violence against labor leaders there.
You know, that makes me mad to hear them say things like that. That is such a bunch of hogwash. That is total hogwash. There is no reason why that we shouldn't have an agreement with Colombia. But anyway, don't get me started on that.
I can't comment.
I know you can't, but I'm telling you, folks, trust me on this one. We've got Uribe, President Uribe, down there, who's sticking his finger in the eye of the guy in Venezuela. What's his name? Chavez. Chavez.
Can't comment on that.
I know. He's sticking his finger in the eye of Chavez. It's a little bitty company, basically just stomping on the toe of Chavez every time he gets a chance. Firing the drug lords, trying to bring democracy to Colombia, and we won't help him with a trade agreement. And of course, what's crazy, what makes no sense, is that this is going to help American businesses more than it's going to help Colombian businesses.
Yes. Well, the good news, Jim, is that there are the 13 in place now.
Including Peru.
Including Peru. There'll be a few more coming, we think, in the not-too-distant future. And there are a bunch elsewhere. Of course, you've got NAFTA, which includes Canada and Mexico, the oldest trade agreement that we have. And it, of course, is doing great. The countries involved in this have seen trade boom. U.S. exports to both of those places are way up. Mm-hmm. There are number one, two trading partners. And then in other parts of the country, we have the Central America Free Trade Agreement, which includes a lot of countries, most small ones, but again, it's significant that as a bloc that includes Dominican Republic and Costa Rica and Honduras and a number of others, the trade between the United States and those countries has also increased substantially.
Now, before then, we're going to hold on to that thought, Doug.
Sure.
Before we go to a break, we're going to come back and we'll talk about Peru. But before we go to the break, folks, if you're wondering what in the world would I have to sell to a company or to somebody in Central America or to Peru, one of the great stories that Doug has told us about over the years, and I love telling this every time I get a chance, is about the little company in Tennessee that makes salsa. Folks, like you dip your chips into, right? One of their biggest customers was a supermarket chain in Mexico. A Tennessee company, salsa company, selling salsa to Mexico. If they can do it, you can do it. 20 till. Stay with us. Clapton bringing us back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And when you get there, you'll find my blog. You'll find my newsletter, which I hope you'll subscribe to. You can subscribe to the blog, too, by the way. You can ask a question at my knowledge base, askjim.biz, which is right off the homepage. Lots of stuff there, articles, archives, Brain Trust members. And if you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that you can read or listen to right there. And don't forget, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Doug Barry is with us, folks. Doug is Director of Marketing and Communications at the U.S. Commercial Services, the division of the Department of Commerce that's near and dear to my heart. And Doug does something that I really admire, and that's help small business owners conduct trade around the world and free trade. I love free trade. I'm a free trader. I'm, as you know, Doug, I belong to the Frederick Bastiat School of Business, which says when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's excellent. It's excellent.
I told my audience in the beginning of the hour when I told them you were coming, Doug, I told them that I'm a trader, not a fighter.
Good.
Some people are lovers. They're a lover, not a fighter. I'm a trader, not a fighter.
Yes, and you know, of all people, George Washington, 200 years ago, said, to be successful, this young nation needs to trade with other nations and exchange knowledge.
Right.
Right he was.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I mean, this, when you go back and read some of the things that those guys said in those days, I'm convinced that they were aliens, Doug. The founders had to be aliens. They were just, I mean, I know that they were smart. We sometimes think just because they didn't have computers that they weren't very smart. They were much more intelligent than we are today, but they just didn't have, you know, all the stuff. But the concepts that they came up with, the visionary things that they imagined and put and set into motion still boggle the mind, don't they?
They're timeless. They're absolutely timeless.
Absolutely. And we all need to think about that, folks. We need to go. It would be a good thing for America to go a little bit back to its roots. But let's talk about Peru. What's in Peru for us?
Yes. Well, I think for your listeners, Jim, the most important thing to understand about free trade agreements is that it knocks the duty, which is a kind of a tax on goods that come into the country, down by as much, in Peru's case, as 10%. So this means that it's now, because of the FTA, 10% cheaper for buyers in Peru to buy U.S. goods than it was before the agreement. And those countries around the world that compete with us in Peru and other markets who don't have a free trade agreement with Peru, and that's most of them, are going to be at immediate competitive disadvantage.
And the ones who already had a trade agreement their competitive advantage will go away. From,
that's right.
At least from an artificial tariff standpoint.
Yes. And one must remember, and, you know, when I thought of Peru the first time, I've never been there, and you think of sort of those beautiful pictures of Machu Picchu with a llama grazing in the background. But in fact, Peru is becoming a very modern place. Lima, the capital, is a thriving, teeming metropolis, but still there's a lot of poverty there. The poverty rate is around 36%. But that means that there are the majority of people are not in poverty, and it means that there's a very large middle class with disposable income to buy goods from the United States and elsewhere. And for the economy to develop further in Peru, they need U.S. goods and services. And so there's an effort to expand the economy into more natural resources, oil and gas exploration, somewhat controversial now in the jungles of the Amazon. But nevertheless, the country is moving forward, and they need just about everything. And I've had a number of calls from U.S. businesses, many small ones, inquiring about the opportunities there. And I've introduced them to our colleagues in Lima at the U.S. Embassy there, and they're going forward, and some sales have taken place already.
Well, what happens, folks, that 10%, if you are an exporter, if you're an active exporter, that 10% that was there before, the tariff that was there before the trade agreement, that was your profit that was flying right out the window if you were going to be able to sell in Peru because you couldn't compete otherwise. But now that you have the trade agreement, your profit, you can compete head up with other people, other companies in from other countries or from the United States, and that's 10% more profit in your pocket. Or if you wanted to get really competitive, knock it down to 8% and cut the price to on everybody. So those are some things that can happen. You talked about the poverty. You know, poverty, democracy, liberty, and trade are helping to end poverty. Not end it, but to diminish it. Look at what's happening in China and India. Look at the people who formerly were in poverty who are now part of the middle class. That middle class. Somebody told me recently, Ted Fishman told us, our China expert, Doug, told us that there are more people in the middle class in China than there are Americans.
I think that's true. Over 300 million. Mm-hmm.
Those two people didn't come down from being rich. They came up from being poor.
That's right.
And those people buy cars and jeans and radios and they buy computers, they buy software, they buy movies and soft drinks, don't they?
They certainly do. And in talking to businesses every day around this country, what I'm learning is that their sales in the United States are down, so they are considering and actively pursuing markets outside the country because there are enough consumers in the whole wide world who are still doing well to make up for what business is not being generated now in the States.
Don't
in
forget.
Their traditional markets.
Don't forget, 95% of all your prospects, Americans, are outside of our borders. 95%. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back with Doug Barry. We're back at 7. Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. We got our good buddy Doug Barry continuing to be with us. Doug is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, Director of Marketing Communication at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. Doug Barry, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you. And tell us about that new book.
Yes. Website is export.gov, www.export.gov. And there you'll find all kinds of information about free trade agreements and market research that you can use to make that first sale. All kinds of tutorials, Jim. That is, if you haven't contemplated exporting before, are overwhelmed by the idea of doing so, we've made it easy, or I should say easier, by putting in one place all the information, all the sample documents that you need to ship your goods from one place to another. It's all there online. And then you can also call us. Today would be a good day to start. At 1-800-USA-TRADE. That's the Trade Information Center in Washington, where trade specialists are available all during the week to coach you, to advise you, to entice you into this great world of exporting.
And they'll help out by phone, but also they can go to that website and find the locations of your offices, can't they?
That's right. All 108 offices. These are international trade specialists like myself who are happy to speak with you and to meet with you. no obligation, no cost. These are great people who will advise you on taking those first steps into the international market. We also, Jim, have a couple of trade missions coming up. These are escorted trips into markets of great promise to U.S. business. One of them will be with our corporate marketing partner, FedEx. Mm-hmm. This will be in November to three cities in Turkey, which, while not a free trade agreement country, nevertheless is a very good trading partner for the United States with great promise.
Right.
And then a little further in the fall, a trip to Libya in North Africa, and also Morocco, which is nearby, also in North Africa.
Listen, if you wind up with an extra seat on any of those trips, let me know.
Wouldn't that be great? In fact, I was talking to our senior commercial officer, Diane Jones, in Tripoli, which is the capital of Libya, the other day, and she was sort of pointing out that the drivers are a little crazy, so when you go there, don't rent a car and try and drive yourself, but use taxis and hire a driver, whatever. And
that way, you actually have one of the crazy drivers with you.
Well, it could be, but you know. Then she said they have the amazing penchant for reversing on the public highway at 80 miles an hour, and I, you know, can just see that these people peeling out backwards
in countries.
Maybe they missed it.
I've been to some of those countries.
Those countries, and so I thought about it, and I said, "Well, Diane, there's a perfect business opportunity. Think of the replacement transmissions that
exactly.
you can sell there."
You know, in Italy, traffic signals and markers are merely suggestions in Italy. They're not actually things that people follow. Doug, one of the things that I want to point out to folks is that, folks, if you absolutely do not know where to start, if you think, I wonder if this is for me, I wonder if exporting is for me, and you have no idea where to start, we got that covered. If you go to one of these offices, if you call and find one of these offices, drop by on these guys, set up an appointment, go by and talk to them. They will help you determine whether this is for you or not. And if it is, they'll put you in touch with people in the appropriate country, somewhere around the world where your stuff could be sold. And Doug, I love the story though about how you guys set people up with video conferencing so that that Americans can go to your office, sit in front of a camera, and watch a screen where the customer in the other country around the other side of the world is sitting in front of a camera, and you're talking, and maybe they're holding your product.
That's right. And we've already checked these folks out and recruited them because they have an interest in buying what your listeners are selling. So you have you know, the peace of mind that these people are capable, they're honest, they're interested in what you have to buy. So it's absolutely true, Jim.
And most of this is free. There may be a few little charges here and there.
Little charges for the more, you know, more sophisticated and
personalized. But the basic stuff is free, isn't it?
It is, and we're talking about hundreds of dollars, not thousands, and we're talking about a 50% discount for small and medium-sized enterprises mm-hmm. who are entering international markets for
but
the first
just
time.
To go visit and find out and to educate yourself, it costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
And the book, now, I got to wrap it up, Doug, but can you tell
sure.
us about quickly how we can get the book?
Yes, the book is A Basic Guide to Exporting, and as the title implies, it walks you through the entire process, makes it simple.
And they can order it right there at export.gov, right?
You can order it on export.gov or amazon.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Hey, Doug, thanks for the good work you do. Thanks for being part of our show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, export.gov. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.